Hi, as part of my low effort podcast, I'm gonna read from a book that was written by someone I know and who does a lot of good stuff for mental health care stuff. I will add a link to the file, which you can read in open access from University of Utrecht. It's the book Lines in the Shifting Sand, The Implications of Being Tolerated by... Nah, I'm not gonna do any names. You'll see the link. And I went to their... How you say, defense, when they did their, I think it's PhD. So I asked for a book and asked to write something in it. So they wrote, "Never just be tolerated." Hug Dr. Sarah. I like it. So I'm gonna read the... Lines in the Sand. Ooh, this is all Dutch stuff, 13 September 2022. I am gonna read the synthesis. I read the... only gonna read the whole synthesis, but I will also read the... inventory? It's not the word. The names of the chapters. The table of contents. So there's synthesis, introduction, theoretical introduction, empirical studies, general discussion, coping with being tolerated, trans experiences, introduction, method, results, discussion, being tolerated, implications for well-being among ethnic minorities. Chapter 4, being tolerated and minority well-being, the role of group identifications. I read the Dutch summary of the thing. And chapter 5, can't complain, an experimental test of the interpersonal and collective consequences of being tolerated. Chapter 1, synthesis. Introduction. In the first week of my new job, I came out to my colleagues. I had no reason to hide my gender identity in the Netherlands, widely considered to be especially tolerant of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer LGBTQ plus people. I told my colleagues that I am non-binary, meaning that I do not identify with being a man or a woman, and to refer to me with the singular pronoun they. They drink their coffee black. People seemed confused, but nobody protested. I got along adequately well with my co-workers and experienced freedom in my gender expression, but a steady stream of misgendering and omission over the next 4 years made it clear that my being non-binary was not something considered normal or valued enough to be taken into others' consideration when addressing me. Still, nobody showed me any hostility or ill will. I didn't feel fully accepted for who I was, but nor did I feel fully rejected for or excluded. In short, I felt I was tolerated. As my research progressed and I learned of other people's experiences with being tolerated, my uneasy feeling about the complex and equivocal phenomenon were corroborated. The experiences I shared with many others are broadly in line with previous theorizing and research screened through the 2008 Quebec and et al. 2007-2020, which suggested that in spite of the potential to enable freedom in living one's life, tolerance can convey a lack of recognition and appreciation and have a negative impact on mental health and the social struggle for equality. Tolerance has gained much attention in recent decades as a necessary response to increasing diversity and has been advocated in numerous national, international, and organizational settings, like e.g. by UNESCO and the European Union. On the political right, Carson, 2012, as well as on the political left, Brown, 2006, tolerance is considered a crucial ingredient for enabling the coexistence of diverse ways of life in pluralistic societies due to its potential to reduce intergroup conflict arising from deep-seated differences between groups. But stable intergroup harmony requires an acceptable arrangement for all groups in the dynamic, i.e. both. Oh, i.e. both the tolerators and the tolerated. Such that no group feels unfairly subjugated, although theorizing and research has approached tolerance from the perspective of tolerating agents, focusing on the predictors of tolerance towards minority groups. Adelman et al. 2021, Verkuijten 2021. The underlying process of tolerance. Sorry, I'm not gonna name all the names of all the research stuff. Yeah, if you're interested, look for the title and you can read the whole thing and then copy the sources. Or tolerance boundary conditions. The possible implications for those being tolerated has received no systematic attention. But see Bakke, given the emphasis on tolerance as a way of negotiating deep-seated differences, it is critical at this juncture to evaluate the costs and benefits of being tolerated for targets. My research is a first in-depth look in the social, psychological consequences of being tolerated, the sense of being endured in spite of others' objections. To better understand the experience and consequence of being tolerated, this research was guided by three main questions. One, how do targets of tolerance interpret and experience being tolerated? Two, what are the implications of being tolerated on targets' well-being? Three, what are the implications of being tolerated on targets' willingness to engage in collective action? by a range of methods ranging from individual interviews, surveys, and experiments, I have tried to provide the first broad-ranging understanding of what means being tolerated can hold and what the socio-psychological consequences of being tolerated are for minority well-being and collective action for equality. It has been theorized that being the target of tolerance can affect the well-being, e.g. the positive or negative feelings, and I'm not sure if the phone thingy stops recording now. Is it still working? Yep, it's still working. So, my apology for the inconvenience. I was at page 5. I think. Being collective action for equality. It has been theorized that being the target of tolerance can affect the well-being, e.g. the positive or negative feeling and mental health outcomes of those on the receiving end. Being tolerated at once enables one to live as one wishes, which can be beneficial. But tolerance also conveys that others object to one's way of life, which can be unpleasant. The freedom to live as one wishes without the threat of repression may also enable members of minority groups to act collectively in their group's interest, e.g. by making political demands or holding demonstrations. See Adam, 1999. But it may also discourage their resistance because of the supported fairness of tolerance. Brown. By focusing on well-being and collective action outcomes for the first time, my research clarifies important lingering questions about the implications of tolerance for minority targets, particularly as it compares to the experience of being recognized and fully accepted, as well as the experience of being rejected and excluded. So now I was focusing on reading the things, so I didn't really understand what I was reading. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. But I read the summary before, and it's really interesting to see how most research is done from the perspective of the bystander or the oppressor. And there's no, or there, before this, there was no research done from the perspective of the oppressed person. I'm doing blocks of 20 minutes, so it's 15 minutes now. So I'm gonna read on until I'm out of time. And hopefully I'm gonna meet with the author and maybe also do a small talk, which I will post then. Would be nice if I do this. So, as a further introduction to this, I will continue reading and add the link to the file of the book, so you can read it online. It's all in English. And at the defense, the other professors said it was well written, is like easy to read, but it's still scientific, so for me it's not easy to read. As you have noticed me hesitating over many words because they're so complicated, long words, and all the EG and IE and the I don't know what this kind of stuff is, and the et al. I should look it up. So I continue with the theoretical introduction, I think. Wait up. Let's see if there's something I should. On this page there's a little subtext. I don't know what it is. But reading it takes just as long as reading it out loud, so I'll just read it to you. There's a large literature on political tolerance, which concerns the granting of political rights to disliked ideological groups. My research, by contrast, is focused on the tolerance of social and cultural practices that differ from one's own. Okay. I don't know what this, where this connects to. Never mind. Sorry for all the extra confusion. I'll continue with the theoretical introduction. The concept of tolerance. Interesting. The dissertation focuses upon social tolerance. Oh, this is social tolerance. This is what is explained in the thingy. The difference between political tolerance and social tolerance. But this dissertation, which is this book, focuses upon social tolerance as the endurance of outgroup practices that are considered deviant or objectionable. Several aspects of this classical definition of tolerance deserve elaboration. First, in contrast to its popular modern usage as connoting appreciation and open-mindedness towards people different from oneself, in this thesis I define tolerance in its classical sense as enduring or putting up with something without attempting to change or prevent. Second, my concern is with tolerance at the intergroup level, such as the case of ethnic group living together in one nation, rather than at an interpersonal level, such as roommates tolerating each other's domestic habits. Third, tolerance is aimed at the particular practices, norms, or beliefs of another group, such as their religious customs or their demeanor, rather than at the category of people as people. One can also tolerate the dissenting practices of people that one likes or of in-group members. Finally, tolerance differs from an attitude of difference or total acceptance because it must contain an attitude of disapproval of specific beliefs and practices, as one can only tolerate things that one is negative about. That is based on normative or moral reasons rather than simple outgroup antipathy or dislike. Horton. Tolerance has similarities to both rejection and full acceptance, but is distinct from each. Rejecting something may involve attempting to negatively interfere with it. The object in question is considered intolerable, wrong, or bad. Fully accepting something refers to appreciating it and not holding any objections to it. As such, the term acceptance as used in this dissertation is not interchangeable with tolerance, as is often the case with popular usage, as well as in some of literature on tolerance. Okay. Like rejection, tolerance involves a negative attitude, disapproval, towards specific minority practices, beliefs, and norms, but unlike rejection, also involved a voluntary suppression of one's inclination to suppress minority expressions. On the other hand, tolerance is similar to acceptance because both entail giving others the freedom to express themselves. In other words, the difference between tolerance and acceptance in the attitude, the difference between tolerance and rejection is in the behavior. Tolerance can therefore be characterized as being intermediate between wholehearted acceptance and unrestrained opposition. Scanlon. Addressing research question 2 and 3, I compare the expression experience of being tolerated to that of being rejected and being accepted in order to better understand the distinctiveness of being tolerated. I'm past 20 minutes now, sorry. I think it's very interesting, all this talk about the concept of being tolerated, and I hope you also conclude that no, we should not accept being tolerated. We should take our space.